I think pioneers, you know, because they came out, they really had the first one that was like below 19 milliseconds, and that was a is there a ring like a 22k here? Hello? Hello? I'm hearing some room. Can we bring the room, that room down? Thank you. We started this project back in 1990, and at that time, to get like 20 megabytes going at like under 19 milliseconds was kind of unheard of, and that really, in a lot of respects, really hurt us, because we needed something that would deliver not only total random access, because I think of the type of project that we were doing at the time, but something that would also be able to deliver, like, say, you know, the sort of the velocity of what's happening. Obviously there are some people think they could do a better job, and I appreciate that, because, you know, I've been struggling, and we all have. One of the first problems that we had with recording was the spindle motors, because what we were trying to do is reach below that 30k, you know, which seemed at that point like a theoretical ceiling, but
Biotech!
What we tried to do is we tried to get, and this is where I come back to Quantum, because Quantum really helped us at that time. They were able to like to get that spindle motor up to like 25 RPM. That really helped us, because of the velocity, I think, of what, you know, was coming out there. We were trying to like have that total random access, but we were really trying to get above that 20 megabaud per level. Now, at that point, you know, of course, like parallel processing wasn't even known, and this is something that, you know, we're like, trying to work on, you know, for our current project.
Beyond the Cray!
So I know that there are people out there who appreciate this, and that, you know, you are audiophiles and who understand something beyond like the consumer level.
Beyond the Cray.
And I guess, you know, my heart goes out. And we're really trying to do something that will support you.
Team 2000.
Thank you.
Team 2000.
So I'm very proud, because we have a CD that's coming out. And our CD does use a lot of like parallel processing techniques that we've been incorporating into our current recording. Now, of course, you know how technical matters go, and, you know, there are breakthroughs and there are revolutions, but there are a lot of, you know, times when things just don't work out the way that they do. So,
artificial intelligence.
Even though that we're about to bring you the CD, it's coming soon. Unfortunately, we don't have them here tonight, and that was something that I was really trying very hard to do, but there were some circumstances that were beyond our control. Apparently, at the plant, they started using a four-pole rectifier on the glass master, and I guess that they were having some problems with it, because we went down, we looked to do a couple of test pressings, and they just were unsatisfactory. But we have something very important here for you tonight. And this is something that I appreciate Debbie Twido has been supporting us for a long time. Like I say, we've been going since 1990. And those of you who really want to be on the cutting edge of audio and would like to order a CD from us, she can help you out. Okay, she's back there, she's selling some shirts. And like I said, we appreciate the work that she does. In fact, in many respects, we'd be nowhere without her. So if you're interested, I hope that you are, please go see her, because she's got the forms there. We expect them. They have a technician, I think Steve Sanders is in there right now, and he's helping them out. He's trying to get like the ceiling back up to where 30K, where we all feel like that's where the realism is. We've got the spindle motors going. So if you can, please see her, order a CD. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.